This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. It's time to step up to the plate with Jim, Steve, Fish, and former two-time Gold Glover World Series champion, Benji Molina.
A swing and a miss, and that's the winner! That's the winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
Ranger, that is! In the left field, December 3000, a run is scored!
Smith courts one into right down the line. It may go! Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
A high pop ball! The Clover's there! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant!
Breeze hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
Swing and a miss! The Cardinals are world champions for 2006.
In the air to left, well hit. Back is Craig. What a team. What a ride. The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Thursday edition of your St. Louis Cardinals fan podcast. Two Birds on a Bat, brought to you by our good friends at InnovativeCompanies.com, residential, commercial, industrial. Randy Green's got you covered. If you need the construction team, the heating and cooling team, or the electric team, Randy Green is your man. 35 years experience, second-generation craftsman, and more importantly, a man of his word. Get him involved in the process early. Save yourself some time, energy, and money. That's Randy Green with InnovativeCompanies.com. Welcome to the patio studios, the original party place for St. Louis Cardinals baseball as we officially enter into the 2019 spring training time frame for St. Louis Cardinal baseball. I love this time of year because, you know, you're going to get, now listen, I don't know how much you can cover guys playing catch and stretching and taking a little BP, but it just means that it's time. It just means that it's here. It means that football's over, which I don't really care that much about football anymore. It gives me an opportunity to talk about, read about, check out what is my favorite sport, and that's baseball and, of course, Cardinal baseball. Another gentleman that I know feels the same way I do, as we all might expect, is everyone's good friend, everyone's favorite Cardinal fan, everyone's favorite tied for first Spanish broadcaster. We'll say that just so that we don't offend our buddy Polo, who I know takes it very serious and very personal that everybody loves Benji and kind of forgets about poor Polo sometimes. But that's our man, Benji Molina, on the m4byyachty.com hotline. What's going on, friend?
What's going on, guys? I'm ready to go. I'm happy to be back, man. Talking Cardinal baseball and baseball overall, you know. So we're back, man. And Polo's okay, man. Polo's good. He's my better half, right?
Well, and here's another thing too. And Polo knows this. He is welcome to come on anytime because we love Polo. He's one of our favorite people, and he has an open invitation to come on Two Birds on a Bat anytime he wants to. So,
and he's good. For people that don't know, he does a great job.
Oh,
and let me tell you this. Let me tell you this. He does a great job, but he's great with the community, man.
Oh, me and I love him.
Yeah, me and him, we go to schools. We talk to kids anywhere they want. Whatever the Cardinals need, we're on it. So, I mean, we don't only do the games. We're always around the city. We're always trying to help out kids, and it's crazy, man. He's really good kiddo. I love Polo, man. He's like my little brother.
Well, again, he has an open invitation. He is aware. I hope he's aware that he can come on anytime he wants and talk Cardinal baseball. We can talk whatever he wants to talk about. Cause I do. I love Polo, and I know the fans are really enjoying you guys and everything you're bringing to the show. So I'm enjoying it. The fans are enjoying it. And let's get to it. Seeing lots of videos, seeing lots of tweets from spring training. Saw an interesting one of your brother kind of conducting a little training session, if you will, kind of helping some catchers and showing them a few things. Probably not a better person to learn from, I would assume. So even though your brother won't be catching for a little bit in game situations for, you know, about a month, he is down there working with the guys, getting his swings, and he looks great. Looks like he's in great shape and probably ready to go.
Yeah, I think he does this every year, so it doesn't surprise me that he takes out of his time to teach and to show kids the ropes. And remember, he's on the way out, so he had 2-3 more years to go, and the kids that he's teaching might be starting, right? Might
sure.
be starting their careers. So if he can live that, but he doesn't just do it this year. He does it every year. So it doesn't surprise me. I mean, he's awesome with the kiddos. He's a very, very good teacher. Obviously, like you said, who doesn't want to learn from him, right? I mean,
absolutely.
Come on, I wish I had a guy like that when I was with the Angels coming up in spring training. Ain't nobody helped me, buddy. Nobody, not even one guy came to me unless he was a coach or a manager. I'm not talking about coaching. I'm talking about a player. Nobody came to help me. I had guys that were very aware that I could have taken their job. I had guys that they didn't care about me. They just wanted to have their job secure. So there was no teaching when I was growing up in the major league. So for these kiddos to have Yadi there and Oquendo with them and teaching these kids the ropes, this says a lot of him. But also, once he's done, they need somebody that takes Yadi's spot. So this is for the Cardinal Nation too. I mean, he's helping the next Yadi, right? I mean, that's what he's trying to do.
Well, let me tell you, we're very fortunate to have him. Those guys were fortunate to have him. It's funny, we were sitting around yesterday, a bunch of us in the office, as you know, there's a lot of baseball talk in here. When we're not doing the numerous other things that we mess around with around here. And somebody had mentioned, and boy, they were like, can you imagine what it's going to be like when he's gone? And it is hard to imagine Yadi not being the catcher for the St. Louis Cardinals. It really is. And, you know, we know it's going to happen someday. You know, he'll be a Cardinal forever, but there will be a day, as you're mentioning right now, that somebody else is going to have to be that guy. And you can tell by watching that video this morning that those guys understand it. They're listening, they're watching, they're trying to get better. And they would do themselves a favor not to take the opportunity lightly. And I know they're not. I mean, like I said, I think there's a good culture around there. I think people can believe that it's in good hands, and we can go from there. But I got to tell you, I am excited. It is awesome to watch. You know, one of the things that really got me excited today was two things I saw, and they both involve Paul Goldschmidt. So I want to ask you a little bit about a photo I saw of Paul Goldschmidt, and then we can kind of move on to some more talk there. Before I do that, I want to remind everybody to check us out at twobirdsonabat.com. You can subscribe to the show. That's the easiest place to do so. It'll take you about 30 seconds. But please do so at twobirdsonabat.com. Follow us on social media. Now, guys, this is going to be real important. We are announcing our plans next week. We will have two tickets for opening day for a listener to win. Compliments of our good friends here at lineupmediagroup.fm and, of course, our friends that produce Two Birds on a Bat. So two tickets to join myself and Steve-O and our new intern, Will, to join us at the game. Like last year, we'll probably meet Benji early in the day, as his duties will be probably pretty long that day. But you'll have the opportunity to meet Benji Molina, hang out with us. We'll get some cocktails, have some food, enjoy the game together, and just really take in what should be a great start to the season for St. Louis Cardinals baseball. The details for that will be out, but I promise you they are going to involve social media. So you can start right now. Find us on Twitter. We are at Birds on a Bat Show. Follow us there. If you're a Cardinal fan, we're going to follow you back. Then head over to Facebook, type in Two Birds on a Bat. Make sure you like our page. Click invite your friends. You know, we love more people to be involved in our Facebook page. And, of course, when you see our pinned post, like it, comment on it, and share it. Then head on over to Instagram. Find us, Two Birds on a Bat Show. Make sure you like us there as well. These will all be part of the contest. You might as well get a head start. Again, thank you to lineupmedia.fm for all their support. Thank you to our partners. You heard me mention Randy Green with InnovativeCompanies.com, our friends at Patio's. Please don't forget Adam's Smokehouse, our favorite barbecue in St. Louis, located on Watson Road. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, open till 7. They also do deliver. Give them a call and find out if you happen to fall in those zip codes. If you have any catering, any box lunch type situations, Adam's Smokehouse has you covered. And, of course, our good friends at Gators Baseball Academy. Make sure you check them out at GatorsBaseballAcademy.com, located in Missouri. And now, as they expand over into Illinois, you too can be a part of the Gators Baseball Academy with their wonderful four-pillar system that involves some of the best people involved in the game in St. Louis. And I can't tell you how much, if you have a young one that wants to get better at the game of baseball, be mindful of the people that are working with your kids because, again, it's all about people, folks, and the approach and how we do it. And, again, that's GatorsBaseballAcademy.com. Okay, wanted to ask you about something that I saw today. Two things. Number one, as a Cardinal fan, one of the things that really excited me was watching Paul Goldschmidt take batting practice. Now, I know it's BP. I know it doesn't mean anything, but it just reminds me, seeing this guy hit officially, you know, makes me realize this guy's a Cardinal. This guy is one of the best hitters in baseball, and he is a Cardinal. How excited are you knowing that this guy's going to bat, you know, and again, you can argue over second, third, but this guy's going to be hitting either in the middle or the top of the St. Louis Cardinals lineup this season?
Holy crap, Jimbo. I'm so excited. You don't even know. Just to have that guy, like you said, he could have had three MVPs already, okay? Just so people know out there. He finished top three or top five three times, okay? So he could have easily won the MVP 3 years. That tells you what kind of player. Plus, he has a gold glove in his hand, too. I mean, he's a complete player, man. He's a complete player. I'm excited to have him in our lineup. I'm excited to watch him hit BP. I'm sure this is nothing for him right now, obviously, because we're not in game shape yet. They're just letting the rust off and letting those I always called it letting your weight out. You know how you lift weights?
Sure.
And you're ready to go, and all of a sudden now you're doing baseball stuff. It is very different pain than lifting weights all winter. So this is awesome, man. Just to see that guy and knowing that he's gonna be in our lineup, and then hearing that Marcell Ozuna is going to be healthy this year, it actually just gets me goosebumps just to think how good the lineup's going to be.
Yeah, I'm just excited. Like I said, I mean, it's just BP, so it's like, oh, man, you're getting all excited over BP. That's not what I'm excited about. It's just I hate to say this, but it's like this realization that it's real, you know? We traded for him. I know all anybody really wants to talk about sometimes is the whole one-year thing or whatever. But it's like I don't even care right this second about that. All I care about right now is that this guy is going to be batting in our lineup, and he is such a good hitter. And,
yeah,
you know, we talked about it. Yeah, we talked about it yesterday, you know, where it helps us, what it does for us. And the truth of the matter is, I mean, I just don't know how he doesn't make those around him better as well.
I'll tell you what, Jimbo, I'm excited for him fielding that first base area because Pujols was a stud. Pujols was legit. He was really good with the glove. And Goldschmidt is very, very good with the glove too. So I'm excited to see that. I'm excited to see not only him, Jimbo. We're excited to see Ozuna healthy.
Sure.
We're excited to see Reyes throwing off the mound. That got me goosebumps, you know, when I saw him. When I saw Miller throwing and the way he was throwing loose without pain on that knee. And then we can keep going on and on. Carlos, you know, come on. How can you not get excited for these guys? I mean, this group of guys right now, it's the young is going to be healthy from the beginning. Guys like that, you know what I'm saying? Like Carpenter is not hurting in the shoulder. Guys that were hurting before, we got Fowler going after. We got guys like that. So I'm very excited about everybody, most everybody on that team. Wainwright to have a chance. Mikolas to see if he can build up from that year one. And we can keep going on and on and on. Hicks a second year, sophomore year, see what happens. You know, so I mean, I'm really excited, man. I really am.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that we can talk about. Each of us, you know, are probably all looking at it from a different angle. But you know, the Goldschmidt thing obviously is important. You brought up Ozuna. I find the Ozuna thing interesting. You know, if you always wonder about the health of players and the role that it plays in the type of season that they have, or, you know, how they perform, or, you know, the confidence that they have both in themselves and in their abilities. And we all know that health's important. We always don't know the full story when it comes to health. But, you know, you mentioned
Osuna, Osuna had a great year, counting that he was hurting most of the year. That was a great year for a player that's hurting. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
That's an awesome year. And people, I know people want it more, but for me, knowing how baseball is and knowing how hard it is to play while you're hurting, it's a great year for Osuna, even though, you know, for the circumstances, right? For him being hurt.
Yeah, I've got like so many things that are intriguing to me as I look at spring training. You've mentioned, you know, like I said, you did a great job just now mentioning them. You know, Osuna, I know this sounds kind of crazy, but, you know, I look at Osuna and say, he's a left fielder. If the arm's not even 100%, as long as the shoulder structurally is healthy and he can swing a bat, I'm okay with it. And I think we can expect great things. You mentioned the guy to me that I think is such an interesting player for the St. Louis Cardinals. And we talked on yesterday on Bow Ties and Bullshit about all the different types of things that we wondered aloud if the Cardinals had done enough. I couldn't have the conversation with all three of my panel guests yesterday without hearing you in my mind saying, Jimbo, 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 bullpen, bullpen, bullpen. And a strong bullpen makes such a difference for a baseball team. You know, we've obviously added Andrew Miller. Jordan Hicks is another year, another year veteran style, another year older. But, man, I got to tell you, you know, I can't help but try to look ahead. And again, I hate to do that because it really is some guesswork. But, man, I just have this feeling like we're going to be at the end of this season and we're going to look back at the contributions that we wound up getting from Alex Reyes in the bullpen. I believe it's going to be in the bullpen. And we're going to talk about how the guy that, you know, was finally healthy, finally delivered, and they were finally able to use him as the weapon that we know he could be. I look at him as an X factor.
Don't you think if we had Alex Reyes last year, we don't know, obviously, this is just me in my opinion, but we had Alex Reyes last year, buddy, and we are deep in the playoff, if not the World Series.
How many times have you said bullpen, bullpen, bullpen?
I'm telling you, that extra arm there, after they got rid of a couple of guys that weren't doing their job and they brought this guy, and you imagine Alex Reyes, a healthy Alex Reyes. I'm not talking about the hurt one, obviously. I'm talking about a healthy one. Somebody that is going to come in and do his job at any time, at any moment. That kiddo is legit. You'll see him. You'll see him because he's going to be healthy. But with that guy last year, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, we would have go deep in the playoff and maybe the World Series just with that guy alone.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. And like I said, I don't have the inner working knowledge of, you know, where guys are at right now in spring training. I'm sure that the Cardinals are, you know, they're starting to watch bullpens. They're watching guys throw.
They're not going to make the team. Let's put it that way for the fans, Jimbo. They're not going to make the team in the next week.
Sure. But, you know, God, it just seems like Reyes could be such an important part of this. And that's not to say that the other guys aren't important as well. Like, you can't overlook some of the contributions you wound up getting from guys last year like Gomber and Ponce de Leon and Dakota Hudson. And I understand. And, of course, Jordan Hicks. You know, you look at all those things and these young guys and Jack Flaherty from a different perspective, though, as a starter. So I can go on and on. John Gant. I can bring up John Gant. So I look at all these names and I sit here and I think, man, if we could even get, you know, and as much as I like those guys, they're not Alex Reyes. I mean, Alex Reyes is the reason that he is every year. He's a top prospect in baseball for a reason. Everybody's just waiting for that healthy year where he comes in and does what they expect him to do. And I just think he's a difference maker. I mean, I think certain guys certain guys have that it factor. So I just, for me,
I think it's really interesting. It will be interesting to see how good he will be this year, Jimbo, because he is such a stud, man. And I hope and I wish and I pray that he's healthy all year, so the people in St. Louis finally can see him, how good he is, and also us, because he's going to help us win some games, right? So I hope, I just hope he's healthy.
Well, I hope they're all healthy. To me,
no major injuries.
Right.
Yeah,
to me, that's the key, right? I mean, the Cardinals, some health would go a long way for us. I'm as confused by the free agency situation that's still going on in baseball, probably as anybody else. But I also want to say that right now, it isn't that I don't care, but it's like I don't know what to do. Like, I don't know what to do about it. I can't do anything about it. It isn't that I don't care, because I do care, because if the Cardinals were to get better, I'd be happy. But it's almost like, if this is our team, I feel like we did improve. Of course, I'm like everybody else. I'd love to have Manny Machado. I'd love to have Bryce Harper. If Craig Kimbrell signed with the Cardinals tomorrow, I'd be so excited. But the reality of it is, if this is our team, then let's go get them. And it does really, 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 it really does mean something to me to see these guys at spring training having a good time, practicing together, getting after it as a group. And that brings me to my next thing. I saw something today that I thought was amazing, and it was something so little. It was something that to most people they may not, but to me it just meant so much. Frank Cusumano tweeted it out, and he asked the simple question, you know, how many other guys would be doing this in his situation? Paul Goldschmidt, okay, was on a knee flipping balls to Oquendo while it looks like he was hitting outfield fungos. Paul Goldschmidt doesn't have to do that. Paul Goldschmidt's a superstar. Paul Goldschmidt could have been hanging around the cage. He could have been walking around talking to people, drinking coffee. Paul Goldschmidt was on a knee flipping up balls to Jose Oquendo to hit balls to the outfielders. Now, I know that's something so little. I know that's something so trivial. But I don't think it is. I don't. I think it shows you the kind of guy that he is. And it means something to me. Does that mean something to you?
Heck yeah, it does. Shoot, like you said, he's a superstar. He should be worried about in the cage. He should be worried about – no, he shouldn't be. I'm not saying he should, but like that. I'm just saying he could have been worried about in the cage, like you said, and not caring about no flipping no balls to anybody. No, he's there. He's being part of the team. He's being he's connecting with everybody. You know, if I'm a young guy and I see Yadi going out of his way teaching kids, and then I look on the other side and I see – Goldschmidt on one knee flipping balls to Oquendo so he can, come on, man, come on, don't you want to just go at it, because knowing these guys have your back, I mean, that's the whole point. These guys have your back, and that's what they're gonna do. So it gives you goosebumps just to see these things happening, and the way Wainwright will teach kids and talk to Flaherty, and the way Wainwright will talk to Reyes and the relievers, Hicks, you know, and you know how much they can help him. So, I mean, these guys are very humble. That's why whenever they ask me about St. Louis Cardinals baseball, what makes a difference, I always say the same thing. They are professional players. That's what a professional player do. You know, the team that is not together, the team that doesn't get together, those are the team that has trouble, fights, and all this kind of crap. These guys fight together to get a win that day, and that's what matters, and that's what they're showing.
Yeah, I don't know that you would term it as something major. It's not something major, and most people might overlook it. It's just me, and it's just because for a lot of guys, if you played sports and if you were involved in things, you understand it. Like, you get it.
It might not be major to some people, but it might be major to people that have played the game and know how together you have to become out there. You don't win with one guy. We already know that. Barry Bonds, the best hitter alive, he couldn't win with just himself. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's a team effort. It's a team getting united, getting together. And this is part of it, doing these little things like that. And it gets people together. So it might not mean anything to people that, you know, obviously don't understand it that way. But for us, for me, at least for me as an ex-player, it means the world, man, to see one of those guys, like especially Goldsmith going out there and do this, and Yadi and Wainwright, the older guy taking out of their time and teaching the young kids, the young generation, how to do it. So it means the world to me.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting thing to look at. I love that sort of stuff. I love to watch the, you know, not from a bad way. I mean, not in a bad way. I love the interactions. I love to watch. I love to watch teammates and how they react to each other and the things that they do and how they go about what it is they do. To me, I do think it's important. I know there's probably a lot of people that might think I'm crazy, and that's fine too. And maybe I look into certain things too much. Maybe others do too as well. For me personally, it matters to me. I would love to, I'd love to believe in my heart that, that it matters, because that kind of stuff makes me think, that there's more to the game than just, you know, what you do between the lines. I think it matters in the dugout. I think it matters in the locker room. I think teammates notice. Like, I would like to believe that teammates notice, especially young guys, you know, that are making their way. Hey, look at Paul Goldschmidt down there helping Jose Oquendo with it. I don't know. Like, maybe that's the romantic side of the game that I want to be important.
It is important. Don't get it wrong. It is important for, like you said, for the people that understands it very good and the people that knows how important it is to get together, how important to get 25 guys in the same page. It is very important. And this, you'll see the more things that happens in spring training, the more they go out and eat after practice, all the pitchers will go gather together, everybody. And then all the catchers will go have their dinner together. And then all the infielders and outfielders and catcher. And then the whole team will go out and have a nice dinner together and all that, you know? So it's working towards a goal, and that goal is to win a World Series. And you start by winning the first game with 25 guys, obviously the coaches and managers and all that stuff that comes into play. But I'm talking about players here. So you have to have all those guys together in their head, 100% in their head, to get that win that day. Forget about the next day. Forget about the next day. You win today, and at the end of the season, you'll have 90-plus, you have 95-plus wins, and that's how you become in the playoff. And then you go in the playoff, and then that's how you get a chance to play in a World Series and win a ring. So, I mean, but it starts in spring training. It really does. It really does. The closer together you get in spring, the better it is in September.
Yeah, I find that some of the little things that we never even know about or never even hear about are probably borderline as important as some of the things that we want to make important. And, you know, to me, if I was to guess as to some of those types of things and where they fall in the general landscape, they may not even be that important to other people. You know, it could be, people could say, not a big deal. But, you know, it's just, I just find it hard to believe sometimes that a lot of people out there who do some of the amazing things that they do when it comes to the game of baseball, whether it be as a teammate, as a coach, as a player, as a friend, all these types of things. I just, you know, it just means something to me. So when I see things like that, I would love to, I would love to think that it matters. And again, for some people may say, it's not that big a deal, but it is to me. So that's just kind of how I look at it.
I think it is. I really do. Another thing that gets me excited, it's watching Mike Chilt, you know, his first spring training with new people. Remember, third base coach, first base coach, bench coach, they're all new, buddy. A couple of the hitting coaches are new. I mean, it'll be very interesting to see how the players react to all that when the game situations come in, because practice, everybody might look really cute, but when it comes to games and playing and getting at bats and getting hits and doubles and whatever, it's not that cute. You know what I'm saying? So I'm excited to see how Shields deal with this and his first spring training, man. It'll be very interesting.
Yeah, I want to talk to you a little bit about that too. He's getting a lot of, and deservedly so, he's getting a lot of praise for his communication skills. Adam Wainwright, you know, paid him an unbelievable compliment. You know, he's played for basically three managers, and you know, he said Tony La Russa was a Hall of Fame manager. Mike Matheny won a lot of games, but I've never been around somebody or a manager that communicates the way Mike Shildt does. We all know that communication is unbelievably important in these days. You hear it talked about all the time. Sometimes there's miscommunication that causes issues. We've heard that kind of stuff before. I think sometimes we want to believe what we want to believe, all that kind of things. For me personally, I don't think you can ever communicate enough. I think there's probably something to be said for the lack of communications that may have went on at different times in the past. For all of that said, you know, have you been through that in your career where maybe there wasn't as much communication and you sure would have liked to have seen more?
Oh, shoot. I can tell you about one team that I went over, and it was horrible from the manager's perspective. It was horrible. The coaches were okay. The coaches always came to me, but the manager, it was horrible. He was so bad in Toronto. But anyways, I went up to Texas. I mean, I'm sorry, to the Angels, and Terry Collins was horrible. I mean, he didn't communicate with anybody, a young guy at all. He just communicated with their studs, and he communicated with the veterans. That's it. So, luckily I had Joe Madden there. Luckily I had Buddy Black there. I had all these guys that, and then Mike Socha came in, and that group was amazing, Jimbo. That group that Mike Socha had, everybody communicated with everybody. I used to sit in the airplane with the coaches, and the coaches would come to me and say, "Hey, Bimo, what do you think about this lineup here? Do you think we could do more? Do you think we can win games with these guys?" All the coaches, they're always eating outside in a restaurant together. I mean, there was a lot of communication. Then I went to Toronto, horrible. Not the coaches. I shouldn't say horrible in coaches. A manager was really bad. But anyways, I went to San Francisco, and their communication was unbelievable. You saw what they did. Three World Series and championships in 5 years. I mean, the communication, you don't do that without communication, Jimbo, just so you know. So, I mean, those guys were awesome. Then I got to Texas as a player, and the situation was different, you know. Not much communication there because I was a new guy, right? I was the guy who got traded there, and I didn't know many people. So, but then the communication when I was a coach in the Cardinals system, was amazing. I mean, they communicate, and it makes a difference. That year that I coached, we made it all the way to the World Series. We were two games away from winning it. So that tells you how important communication is. So for me to see Mike Shields asking, and the other day I saw him talking to Yadi, talking to Goldsmith. I saw him talking to even Miller in the relievers. He was talking to him, and I saw all these things, and I'm like, wow, that's how you become good, Jimbo. I just hope he doesn't change, right? I hope he doesn't change his ways. I hope he's always like that. I hope he always talks to people, open-minded and learning, because you don't know who's gonna teach you and make you learn, Jimbo. You don't know who's gonna be that guy that help you out, man. So you have to be really open-minded, and he is, man. And hopefully all the coaches follow him, right?
Sure, and you know, let's face it, that's where we're at, right, with the whole thing. We have We have a new leader. We have a, how do I say this? We have a new first baseman. We have a new left-handed reliever in the bullpen. We have a team full of guys that, you know, really gained some experience last year when it comes to some of the young pitchers. I think what we have here is an opportunity. The Cubs, in my opinion, I don't believe they're better. In fact, they're, you know, Brandon Morrow, who we talked about 2 years ago and wondering, you know, if he was worth as good as he was, you know, would you put your eggs in that basket? You know, I would love to know, you know, what the St. Louis Cardinals really think about their bullpen. I would love to know if they think they have enough. I would love to know if it's something where they feel like they have to give these guys an opportunity. That's why they don't want to bring in a Kimbrel. If they don't think it's worth the money, I would love to know, because I look at this team and I just think to myself, one veteran in the back end of that bullpen, one more, would make a difference. Now,
they might be thinking that, though.
Yeah, they could be. I don't want to put words in their mouth.
Yeah, they could be just thinking, how do you say, steal him. You know what I mean? They could be just thinking steal the guy, because remember, the later it gets to spring, the lower the money they're gonna sign. So, I won't be surprised if they go after him. You know what I mean? So, but anyways, their mindset is probably set with these guys we had, and really thinking about it, Jimbo, think about the bullpen we have. Who else fits in there? Because we have Brebbia, we have Hudson, we had Miller now, we have Hicks, that's four. We have Cecil that we have to keep, I guess. That's five. And you keep going, you might add up here and there, guys. Who knows if Carlos is going to hold on? He might be a reliever. Alex Reyes might be a reliever. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So we might be set in that matter. We might be set in the bullpen. I like our arms right now. It's just like, I'm with you. If we can have that back, and you imagine Kimbrel closing games for the Cardinals? I mean, how shorter the games become? I mean, you only have to have a 7 and 8 guy, which Hicks and Miller could do that. And right. Then you have a 6-inning game to win almost every day. You know how easier it makes that to the manager? A 6-inning game you have to manage. You have to win 6 innings, because you know 7, 8, and 9, if you're up 1, up 2, up 3, game's over. You see what I'm saying?
Sure. Yeah. No, I agree.
That's what they need to be thinking about. Okay, I'm going to spend this money on this guy, but I know it's worth it. I know it's going to be worth it, because in the end, we might have 5, 6, 7 more wins than everybody else in the league, just by adding this guy that I'm spending a lot of money on. But we might have – it might make a difference on us going to the World Series, I'll tell you right now.
Yeah, I can tell you that I think it matters, you know, to everybody, all the little things that make a difference. Would Cade Kimbrel be described as a little thing? No, he would be a big thing. Maybe the Cardinals will feel like they don't need him. Maybe the money is an issue. I don't know.
Well, maybe they're saving their money to Goldschmidt too.
Could be. You know,
I'd rather have Goldschmidt for 3 or 4 more years.
Yeah, I don't have like I'm not like like I'm over it already. Like, did I want you know, Machado, did I want Harper? Well, sure I did. I think a lot of people would like to have him. But, you know, right now.
The window's still open.
Sure.
It's still out there.
And what I want right now is I want him to get going. I want him to win. You know, that's what I want. I want him to win.
It's going to be a great year, Jimbo. No worries.
I think so, too.
It's going to be a great year. It's going to be really, really cool to watch. It's going to be a really fun team to watch. hopefully everybody stays healthy in spring, no big injuries. That way we can just run out there in April and start winning games, man. I mean, that's what it's going to be about. I think the group, it's really, really good. I really do believe they're gonna win games this year. They're gonna, I don't know, man. I'm really excited. I really am. I can't wait to see our club out there.
You know, I'm sure, you know, there's lots of other cities that have a fan base that are excited because their teams are rolling. I do have that feeling of, you know, it's Cardinal Nation, and we love the Cardinals. And I think we've proven over time to be a tremendous fan base. You know, I'm not a big fan of the best fans in baseball stuff. I think everybody knows that. I'm really more interested in the reality of it, and I think that we are an educated fan base that loves the Cardinals. I'm not going to apologize for that, nor should anybody. I think it's awesome. I think we've I can't believe for 1 minute why we would ever want to not be excited about that. So, you know, for me personally, it pleases me that fans love what's going on right now. I don't think it's silly when people get excited just because it's spring training. I think it's important. So, you know, that being said, I also believe that there's a long way to go here. And we haven't played a game. We won't play a game here for a little bit. I do believe that that we're going to find out the answers to a lot of questions.
All of our opinions are based on right now, because obviously the game is not played, obviously. So not yet. So we don't know what's going to happen later. We're just talking about right now, right? So for me right now, we look good. For me right now, everybody's healthy and everything is great. I think, and I really do believe, that we're going to make some noise. We're going to make some noise and probably more than noise, Jimbo. I don't know about you, man. I'm really excited to go see them, see this Cardinal team and see what they can do and see them compete, you know, because they don't back down from anybody. I told you last year when everybody's like, oh, we got a tough stretch. The only tough stretch we had was at the end when the Dodgers came here and took it to us and keep us out of the playoff. That was the only tough one. But talking about anybody, they didn't care. They were doing the great job. They were facing great teams. Everybody thought the Cleveland Indians and Clover was going to be great, and they beat them and all that stuff. And that's just one of them that I can think of. But these guys, man, they don't care. They face anybody. So I can wait to see that, man. I really can't.
Well, and, you know, for me, as I get, you know, more and more excited every day as we start approaching actual games, you know, that's all you have right now is the ability to watch what you can watch, read what you can read. There will be some interesting things going on in camp. As I look at it, Benji, the one thing that I will say that I think is really, really healthy is I think the bullpen, and again, we know that it's a big issue, right? To me, I think it's going to be a serious competition. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there's a couple of jobs that we know are probably taken, right? But I think for the most part, these guys are going to come in and compete for spots. You know, Luke Gregerson, surprisingly, out of nowhere, is healthy. I wonder how much, and I don't mean this in a bad way, I wonder how much of that for him is, you know, I got to get going here, or what's the difference? If I don't push this thing, my career's probably over. So I wonder how much of it's that, which isn't a bad thing. I get it. I mean, I would feel the same way if I was him. So it does make me wonder how much of that is going on. That being said, is competition a healthy thing?
I think it is. That's the best thing that could happen in a spring training. Obviously, you don't want that. Obviously, you want people to be getting ready. You want to have your team set so they can just go out and work on changeups and work on cutters and work on sliders and all their working stuff, like hitters that work on their stuff. But there's always good to have a competition here and there. Vader doesn't have the job won. Fowler, we all saw it. He doesn't have the right field job won yet. Martinez has to come up and hit so they can find him a spot to play. Wong has to prove himself still. that's another competition. If somebody comes in, Jericho, or somebody comes in to start killing spring training, and one doesn't hit, he's not going to be in the lineup just because he plays good D, you know? So there's competitions out there. There's guys that are going to be set, like Paul DeJong, like Carpenter, like Goldsmith, like Yadi, like Ozuna. But that's it. The rest of the other jobs are for grabs. And talking about the bullpen, too. I mean, Hudson doesn't have it set. Even Wainwright, you saw that. Wainwright has to prove himself this year. You know, so if you go out there, Reyes have something to prove. And you keep going Gumber, you keep going Ponce de Leon, you keep going with everybody that was there last year. They don't have any secure. Maybe Hicks have it secure. Maybe Miller have it secure. But there's a lot of guys that are competing for a spot, buddy. So to have a competition out there, there's nothing wrong. It's just that you just hope that you have their lineup set so they can work on more stuff.
Yeah, I would think that I would think that competition would be extremely healthy, especially in a situation where you've got to get better at something. You know, if these guys are following the lead of some of the guys that are in camp, like it, like that's another thing. Chris Carpenter being there, I think that's important. I do. I think his it's one thing. The knowledge that he can give about, you know, doing things from a pitching standpoint is completely separate from the just the general way that he approached the game and the way that could rub off. I mean, can you imagine being a young player and maybe not being happy that you're competing for a job? Can you imagine saying that in front of him?
No. Oh no, you're gonna hear a big mouthful with that guy. And you know what, Jimbo? So for fans out there that are listening, 10%, maybe 15%, it's your ability that takes over in the game. I would say up to 85-90%, man, it's your mental capacity, your mental, that what you can do with your mind, what you can do when you go 0-for-4 twice, what you can do when you know your guy next to you is doing a little better than you. What you can do when you gave up a home run in the eighth to you know, I mean, these all different scenario that could happen to you. That's what is more important. That's what it's that's why I say it's mental, you know?
I think it's
really, really, really mental, buddy. And having Carp there, which is a mental guy, having Pujols there was a mental guy helping, having Yadi there, which is a mental help, having Oquendo there, another help in the mental department. Goldsmith can be helpful in that department. Now having Mike Chills being the head of the snake, being a great, great mind guy. I mean, this could help, buddy. I'm telling you, the mindset plays a big role in this game. And if we have tough mental guys, we'll be all right, you know?
Yeah, the mental side important. You know, on the last thing that I wanted to ask you about on the mental side, you know, what's it like for a player when they finally, like a lot of them have been working in the off season. You know, they work out, they lift weights, they do a lot of core stuff. It's not a lot of it, not stuff that you think they do. A lot of functional movement stuff. They hit, they throw. Some of them get healthy. Some of them do work on their swing changes, things. You do all this stuff all winter. A lot of it for some of them is inside, caged animal type setting where they're in a cage. What's it like to just get down there with all the guys and get outside, or even if you have to come inside because of weather down there? What's it like to get down there and be like, okay, we're getting going here now?
Oh, my gosh, it's so cool just to get out there and just to – it's like I always said it. It's like you're breathing a different type of air. Like when I was in Arizona training for the season, I don't know, but for me, the air was contaminated. And then all of a sudden, I got to the same air, the spring training. All I did was looking at the guys out there, the coaches, the new baseballs, you know, the sounds of the bat, the sound of the gloves, and the yelling that happens, you know, for plays. And I mean, all that made that air so purified, man. It was, It was amazing. It's a great thing to be in spring training. Let me tell us the fans something, Jimbo. These kids don't hit the whole winter. They can't do that. They'll be worn out. So what they do is they train their body the whole winter. Once January 20th, January 15th comes in, then they start taking their swings because it'll take them right to spring training. So don't think that in November or December they're swinging the bat. There's nobody doing that. At least I hope not, because they'll be worn out. So in January 15th they start taking their hacks. So that's a good thing, you know.
Yeah, you know, pitchers obviously go through a different regimen than hitters and all this kind of stuff. You know, the health thing, how important on a scale, like, is the health thing the most important thing, I guess, is the way I want to say this, for a guy to just get healthy in the off season versus, you know, improve on this or improve on that? How important is it for a guy to show up 100% healthy?
Oh, my gosh, it's everything. I think it's everything for that guy that is healthy, especially for the guy who's competing for a job in the major league level, which could change your life forever. So it's very, very important to come out into the spring training healthy, with no pain, with no soreness and everything like that. So the guys who have the team made, the guy they know they're going to be there comes late March, they're going to be in the lineup. They don't worry so much about health right now. They got time to recover. They got time to get stronger on their parts they're hurting and things like that. So I really do believe that that is very, very important for those guys who are competing for a spot, you know?
Yeah, I think that we think about numerous things when people go to spring training. You know, we think about competition levels. We think about working on this. We think about working on that. You know, being healthy is a big part of this whole thing, you know, and I think that people can
it plays a good role in your career, being healthy.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of guys that, you know, for one reason or another can't stay healthy, and that stinks. You know, we talk about that. So,
and you start wondering, like, gosh, man, I wish that guy would have stayed healthy so we can see him another 5 years in the league, and all of a sudden you don't see him anymore because he just fade out because his injuries, right? Like Tulowitzki, for example.
Sure.
And Donaldson is getting close to becoming one of those too.
Sure.
That you're like, dang it, man, why can't we see this guy a full year and see what he can do, have fun or baseball wise, you know?
Yeah.
So, but those guys, man, he plays out the health is a great 100 and 150% play out in your career, buddy.
Yeah, it would be amazing if certain guys that have struggled, like Luke Gregerson's one of those guys. I mean, we weren't excited. Like, I know I wasn't. I wasn't like crazy and excited when they signed him.
He's fighting for his life, right?
Sure. And it wasn't that I don't think he's not an okay pitcher. It's, you know, there's so many different options, and I just felt like when they signed him, we could have went a different way. Now, that being said, as I always say, I hope he's awesome. And I do love it when guys are fighting for their lives and trying to do some things. So, you know, let's get it on. That's how I look at it. And I think he is probably in that same mode of, hey, we got to get this going here. I'm at that point
he
in my life. So, you know,
he has to fight for a job too. And he has to show that he's healthy, first of all. He has to show that he's worth staying in the bullpen. Brett Cecil is another guy that has a bullseye this year in spring training, Jimbo, because he wasn't that good last year. So he's going to have a bullseye. He better show that he's ready to go, because he needs to work for what he has. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I'd agree wholeheartedly. you know, there's an opportunity here for guys. There's an opportunity for young guys to step up and claim jobs. There's an opportunity for guys to show that they've – there's an opportunity for whether you like them or not as a player – and I don't mean you. I mean you out there, and me included. You know, whether I like Brett Cecil or Luke Gregerson or Shreve or whoever, it doesn't really matter. There's an opportunity for all these guys to come in and prove – not that they have to prove me wrong, but prove everybody wrong, really.
And themselves.
Sure.
And themselves. And in this case, the Cardinals. Maybe not us. Maybe not me, not you. Maybe not the fans. Maybe the Cardinals. They have to prove to them that they're worth it. They have to prove it. Like, if I'm Gregerson and I came from an injury plague a year, don't you think I want to show them that I could do this job? And if I have a 2-point-something ERA all year, I might get signed one more year. You see what I'm saying?
Sure. Yeah, I agree. There's a lot of things that go into spring training that make a difference, you know.
There's a lot of fighting. There's a lot of fighting in spring training this year.
I think it's healthy. I really do. There's not one part of me that thinks anybody should ever have a job handed to them. I do understand that guys that are studs and do it year in and year out, you know, they always go in owning a job. But in this situation, would I like to have a veteran presence in the bullpen? Of course I would. I think it's healthy. That being said, that doesn't guarantee anything either. I mean, we saw it last year. We highlighted how many guys that we felt would have been great fits for the Cardinals that signed deals that we felt like were reasonable deals, and they didn't work out either. So, you know, I can understand both sides. So, you know what? Let's try it this way. Let's go with the competition thing and see if that brings out the best in people.
Heck yeah, I'm with you 100%, Jimbo.
Well,
I'm with you. Hey, listen.
Yes.
We had 3.4 fan base last year, right? Is that what they said? Final one? 3.4 something?
Yep.
Imagine this year when we added Goldsmith and Miller. That's going to be up there, man. It's going to be a lot of fans out there. And hopefully, not like you said, like they don't show up to the game. Hopefully this year they'll show up and we'll see the difference on the stands too.
Well, winning solves a lot of problems for a lot of people and gets a lot more people involved. The Cardinals are fortunate. Some people want to say that, you know, that causes them not to do the things they want to do. The Cardinals are fortunate and have a strong fan base. We do as fans feel like we deserve a competitive team each and every year. We shall see what happens. I think even Mozeliak today said that he knows it's not popular, but they try to be competitive year in and year out. So to me, that tells me that they just don't feel that, you know, getting involved in high stakes poker games are necessarily the best thing for them in their long-term future. I can tell you what is, what does work, and that's winning. It's end of the day. This is about winning. This isn't about ballpark village, and this isn't about money, and this isn't about – the reality of it is it's about winning. And if the St. Louis Cardinals win, all will be right in the world with all the fans. And let's face it, we've won a little bit, but we haven't won and haven't made it to the playoffs in 3 years, and that's a problem for this fan base. I sure hope we don't make it 4. I truly believe it ends this year and we're back in the playoffs. That's my call.
I'm with you. I believe it 100%. I really do believe that this team, the way it's built right now, I really do believe in them. I really do believe that we need to be healthy, of course, because if we're not healthy, everything that we say here, you throw it out of the window. But if we're healthy, we should be out there. And I really do believe they have the guns and the firepower to go compete against anybody.
Yeah, I love it. I think, you know, not that Yachty ever needed, but, you know, Yachty's got to be going, come on, guys, this isn't, you know, this. He knows he's got a couple years left here. He's probably feeling that too, like, hey, this, you know, we haven't made the playoffs here in a couple of years. Let's get it going. There's probably some other veteran leadership feels the same way. Add in the young players that want a taste. And, you know, I'm loving the development of some of these guys, and I'm curious to see where it goes from here. But that's what spring training's for. I think we're going to learn a whole lot about some guys here in the next month. And let's face it, competition's a healthy thing. I think that's what we've established today.
I think so. I think the competition, it's going to be very good. I remember, Jimbo, we got Gumber also competing for a starting. Hudson, they're starters, man. Gant, they're starters. They're not relievers. That Webb kid, I mean, we haven't even talked about Shreve. We haven't even talked about the guy in the minor leagues in AAA and AA, the guys who are really, really good arms. So, I mean, I'm excited, man. I'm excited.
Well, I can tell you this. I think Cardinal fans should be excited, and I hope that they are. And I guess we shall see. As they say, the proof is in the pudding. Put together a whole bunch of wins, and I think everybody will be excited. All right, Cardinal fans, that's going to do it for us. I want to thank Benji Molina, as always, for joining us on the m4byyachty.com hotline. Please don't forget to check us out at twobirdsonabat.com. Subscribe to the show there. Find us on social media, as I've mentioned to you already, that if you're going to want to be eligible to win a couple tickets to opening day and join us, you're going to need to be following us on social media. That's on Twitter, at Birds on a Bat Show. Don't forget Facebook, Two Birds on a Bat. Make sure you like our page. And, of course, Instagram, Two Birds on a Bat Show as well. Special thanks to all of our partners that are involved in helping us bring the show to you. We always come to you from the Patio Studios, the original party place for St. Louis Cardinals baseball fans everywhere. Our friend Randy Green with InnovativeCompanies.com, home of the construction team, heating and cooling, the electric team, and, of course, tremendous people with 35 years experience. And, you know, if they tell you they're going to do something, they're going to do it. Get them involved, folks. Residential, commercial, industrial, they've got you covered. That's InnovativeCompanies.com. Our friends at the Gators Baseball Academy with their four-pillar system located in Missouri and now Illinois. Nobody does it better. GatorsBaseballAcademy.com. Go check out the Hit Tracks. You guys will enjoy it. They've got stuff for kids, coaches, and parents, tournaments, leagues, fun, anything you need. Hit Tracks, great tool. Everybody loves it. That's GatorsBaseballAcademy.com. And, of course, our good friends with the best barbecue in St. Louis, Adam's Smokehouse, located on Watson Road. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays now, open till 7 o'clock. Get your feed bag on, folks, and head over to Adam's Smokehouse, St. Louis. Here's your cue. And, again, I can't thank our social media partners for all their help as well. Our great crew over at CN247 Network, Cardinals Nation, Chris Lawless, one of my friends from the beginning of this whole thing, Ron, Gino, Crash, the whole group that does a tremendous job of spreading Cardinal love everywhere. Nate McHenry, RallySquirrel.com, great page. Mick Leidart, City Media. Linda and Vicky with I Am a Cardinal Fan, Yes I Am. And, of course, one of our favorites, fans of Yadier Molina. St. Louis Cardinals crew, STL Cardinals crew, STL Cardinals, St. Louis Cardinals Nation. So many great Facebook pages everywhere, folks. There should be no shortage of information for you out there. For all of us here at Two Birds on the Bat, including my good friend and yours, Benji Molina. Let's go, Birds!
Go, Birds!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.